This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama is on his way for a major security meeting in Asia. The president left Washington for a week-long visit to Vietnam and Japan, his 10th trip to Asia since taking office. White House officials say the president's visit is intended to demonstrate the ongoing U.S. commitment to rebalancing relations with the nations of Asia and the Pacific region. Asian expert Brian Harding says that security will be high on the president's agenda when he visits Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh City.
Top of the agenda for President Obama will be security issues, human rights, and trade. I think all eyes, though, will be on whether the United States lifts its policy of an embargo of lethal weapon sales to Vietnam during this trip.
During his time in Japan, the president will make a stop at Hiroshima, where the world's first atomic bomb was detonated shortly before the Japanese Empire surrendered to the United States to end World War II. Mr. Obama will also take part in the G7 summit in Japan, his last one as president. Investigators say that smoke was detected inside Egypt Air Flight 804 just minutes before it plunged into the Mediterranean Sea Thursday. The latest information offers no answers as to what might have happened while search crews continued scouring the sea for further pieces of the plane. Egypt's military released pictures of a pink bag, a life vest, shredded seat covers, and mangled debris bearing the Egypt Air name. The flight recorders still need to be recovered from the bottom of the Mediterranean. An Egyptian civil aviation ministry official has denied media reports that the recorders had been located. This is VOA News. A suspected U.S.-led coalition airstrike has killed 7 people in a village occupied by the so-called Islamic State group in northern Syria. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that the planes attacked the village of Ashraf late Friday. 7 family members, including 5 women and a child, died in the attack. It says the planes were seen to cross into Syrian airspace from Turkey. Ashraf is about 8 kilometers from the contested town of Mareya. The combined joint task force is quoted in media reports as saying coalition aircraft struck an ISIL tactical unit and 3 ISIL command and control nodes in that area. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has urged Middle Eastern states and world powers to use their influence to convince Syria's warring parties to discuss a political transition. Speaking during a visit to Qatar on Saturday, Mr. Ban said that a full cessation of hostilities is needed in Syria and should be accompanied by discussions of what sort of transition of power will follow.
United Nations Special Envoy continues to work intently with the parties towards meaningful talks. We need the full and immediate cessation of hostilities. Just as important, we need to begin discussions on the transition.
Ban also cautioned against using short-sighted policies and heavy-handed approaches to confronting violent extremists, saying they only exacerbate problems and serve as recruiting tools for militant groups. The powerful cyclone Ranu weakened on Saturday afternoon after crashing into coastal Bangladesh, flooding towns and villages, triggering landslides and killing at least 24 people across the region. An estimated 500,000 people had to flee their homes for cyclone shelters following warnings from the authorities. After making landfall around noon local time, gusts reaching 90 kilometers per hour uprooted trees, destroyed houses, and disrupted electricity and communications. According to a statement issued by the Disaster Management Authority in Dhaka Saturday evening, 24 people died across 7 districts in southern Bangladesh. 7 people died in Bangshikali in Chittagong district after a surge in the sea breached dikes and flooded coastal villages. The Solar Impulse 2, an experimental airplane powered solely by energy from the sun, left Tulsa, Oklahoma early Saturday on the 12th leg of its historic bid to fly around the globe without using a drop of fossil fuel. The single-seat aircraft hopes to reach New York within the next couple of weeks. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.